A shower of roses, miracles and favors attributed to the intercession of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, taken from Sister Therese of Lisieux, the Little Flower of Jesus. Imprimatur Edmund Sermont, 1912, Neil Obstadt, Johannes in Strassemar, S.J. Introduction. I will spend my heaven in doing good upon earth. In heaven, the good God will do all I desire because I have never done my own will on earth. After my death, I will let fall a shower of roses. These gracious words of her who is known, wherever the English tongue is spoken, as the Little Flower of Jesus, have been well fulfilled during the time after her death. The graces already attributed to her intercession are innumerable. The Carmel of Lisieux receives, only 15 years after her death, on an average 60 letters daily containing acknowledgments of favors granted, and the confidence in the power of Sister Therese is attested by 200 other letters which accompany them. It is the wish of the Little Queen, as she is also named among us, that her favors should be noised abroad. This she has repeatedly and clearly made known to her servants. In her lifetime she wrote to one of her missionary friends, "I shall desire the same thing in heaven as upon earth, to love Jesus and to win him love. I confess that if in heaven I could not labor for his glory, I should prefer exile to home." But the more her power with God is revealed to men, the more will they invoke her, and the better will she promote his glory by doing good upon earth. Imitation will follow upon invocation, and the perfume of the roses will draw hearts along her simple pathway to heavenly heights. For if Therese heals suffering and soothes sorrow, it is always with the aim of winning more love for her spouse. Before her saintly death, she promised that she would not content herself with intercession, but would come down to her friends. Moreover, she declared that to her the lodestone of heaven was love, to love, to be loved, and to return to earth to win love for our love. Since rejoining her spouse, she has told one client, "I wish to be everywhere known." To another, she said recently, "My power is great with God. Ask me what you will." A conversion was sought and was obtained within 2 or 3 days. A similar communication was made to a third, and the grace asked was immediately granted. In 1911, she revealed to a Carmelite nun that no one ever invokes her without some answer being vouchsafed, and very soon afterwards a startling miracle proved to the nun how true was the statement. Not all her answers are, of course, either so prompt or so clear, but the writer of these lines has repeatedly received letters, amongst the hundreds, which reach him concerning the Little Flower, in which her clients tell how their every request is heard. Doubtless the Carmel, from its tens of thousands, might tell a similar story. One letter speaks of 1,000,000 teeny miracles. Another acknowledges 12 temporal and 8 spiritual favors. A third returns thanks for the recovery of several friends, clerical, religious, lay, who were seriously ill, and also for the averting of several most grave calamities. Another is grateful for many spiritual and temporal favors, amongst them 2 situations, 3 postulants, and extraordinary conversion. While Litany, received a few days ago from distant Drangeling, acknowledges 1 conversion, 2 baptisms, a reconciliation, and an income for a destitute widow, this last a great miracle, as there seemed no hope for support. She is invoked, and successfully, by airmen. She is in high favor with those who have to face the trying ordeal of examinations, as the Thanksgiving testifies. In one case, a problem which a candidate had prayed she might have was given her both in the oral and written examinations. But the pen must be handed on to the fortunate clients that they may tell their own tale. On account of its extreme importance, the Gallipoli rose is placed first, not only because it has been well authenticated by the ecclesiastical authorities of that diocese and by Monsignor de Tell, but chiefly because of its message concerning the little way to God, which is the mission of Sister Therese to the world. With it are grouped a handful of roses of varying shade and perfume. These are followed by a choice bouquet from the millions of roses she has left fall on the sick. This again by one of conversions wrought through her intercession. The last bouquet is formed of those golden roses of sweetest perfume, her graces of a happy death.